there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Also available in a resealable pouch. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, Liz Phair talks about her now iconic indie rock album, Exile in Guyville. She's re-releasing that album 15 years after its inception. Before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. It's finally official. We've got ourselves a general election. Barack Obama locked up the Democratic nomination yesterday. Now John McCain and Obama will battle it out to November. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Barack Obama wasted no time jumping into the general election fray, saying GOP rival John McCain would extend the unpopular policies of the Bush administration. McCain has been trying to avoid that tag. He insists that he and the president have parted company on many issues, including government spending, global warming, and the conduct of the war in Iraq.
No matter who wins this election, the direction of this country is going to change dramatically. But the choice is between the right change and the wrong change.
McCain mocked Obama's platform as a return to big government, not change we can believe in. Obama countered that while there are many words to describe McCain's platform, change is not one of them.
NPR's Scott Horsley with that story. Most children taken from a Texas polygamous compound are now back with their families, about 400 of them, which leaves just a few dozen standing by. The state took them into custody on suspicion of sexual abuse. The Texas Supreme Court, though, ordered the kids sent back last week. With a couple conditions, that is, families agreed to take parenting classes and allow their kids to be examined. A woman involved in the prostitution ring linked to former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer pled guilty to conspiracy charges. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
Prosecutors say Cecil Sawal was in charge of running the day-to-day operations of Emperor's Club VIP. They say she supervised the company's booking agents and controlled shell companies used to hide the prosecution ring's cash infusions. Sawal is the second person to plead guilty. Tamika Lewis, a booking agent for the escort service, pleaded guilty to similar charges back in May. Apparently, Lewis arranged a date between a prostitute and a man identified in court papers as Client 9. It was later revealed that Client Number 9 was in fact Spitzer. Spitzer hasn't been charged in the case, and it's unclear whether he will be. He apologized for his behavior and then resigned.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reporting. NASA astronauts are done installing a billion-dollar science lab at the International Space Station. Now they're moving on to the really important work. Today they're fixing the toilet. Discovery astronauts brought apart from Earth. It's about a two-hour job to fix the commode. That is the news for tonight. For the moment, it's all online until the end of time at npr.org.
This is NPR.